We have come here to be in communion with one another. We have come here to support each other in faith. We come to pray for each other so that we can enter this week, this holy week, and that we can make Passover with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a people that make Passover, not an individual. That's why it's for the Lord Jesus and all this comfort that at least on this day of the year we gather together. We make up the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. This body which is going to be risen, is going to make Passover, and invite you to believe this. We have begun Holy Week as the Church has asked us, making a profession of faith. We are not ashamed to be the disciples of Christ. We are not secret Christians. This is why the Church invites all Christians on this first day of Holy Week to make a public profession of faith, walking through the streets of the parish as we have done. Not with arrogance, not with triumphalism, humbly, joyfully. We are disciples of this man. We believe in this love. That's why the palm that you have taken in tradition is put by the door of your house, just like our Jewish brothers and sisters put the little text near the door of their house. We put the palm. This palm says, in this house lives someone who believes in this love which is stronger than death, this love which says that mercy is more important than justice. This love needs to be made flesh in you and made flesh in me. So we have made our profession of faith. We have followed Jesus. Jesus is the bridegroom of this day. This language may sound very strange. Jesus is a bridegroom going to his city for his nuptials. On Good Friday he will climb onto this bed of a cross, and there he will consummate the marriage. He will give his life for his bride. He will give his life for you and me. No one takes it from him. Jesus Christ is not the victim of Jewish hatred. It's a death he freely accepted. There are two ways to live, brothers and sisters. Either give in your life, and if you don't give your life, if you don't give your love, others will have to pull it from you. Those who are looking for love, those who are looking for service from you. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave. This is how we are called to live. Not that the others have to grab love out of us. No, that we give. We lose our life. The language is very, very grandiose, but it's very true. I hope today I can lose my life for someone. It's the only thing that can give meaning to my life. I hope today you can lay down your life for another person. Very simple, but very loving ways. This is the grace that we seek. There's one other thing that perhaps we should notice. That all the hymns, all the songs of the church on this day say that the people who have the branches for children. 6 days before the solemn Passover, the Lord came to Jerusalem and children waving palm branches went out to meet him. Always refers to the children. That's why it's beautiful that there are so many children here this morning. You look at the icons, beautiful icons of the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. You will see always there are little children. Because if we want to enter this kingdom, we want to live with this love, we have to become like these little children. For this grace, we are asking the Lord today. One other thing, Holy Week is quite a dangerous time for Christians, because we can often imagine that we are in some way reenacting the events of the first Holy Week. Jesus Christ died on a Good Friday, the 25th of March, according to the great tradition. This year, Good Friday is on the 25th of March. much. And he entered the tomb, as we heard, and then on the third day he rose again. And he will never, never die again. We are not waiting for Jesus Christ to die. When we come here on Good Friday, we will receive Holy Communion. We cannot receive communion with a corpse. We are not re-electing in that way. We are celebrating everything from the resurrection backwards. So when the Triduum begins on Holy Thursday, we need to remember this. That because Jesus Christ is risen and sends us His Spirit, we can love one another. And the church looks for a sign on that day. The sign is that we give alms, not like Judas, who took, but we give alms and we wash the feet of each other. That is, we are reconciled. We can only do this because Christ is risen and He sends us His Spirit. When we meet together on Good Friday, we say, because Christ is risen and sends us the Spirit, we can embrace our cross. Jesus Christ does not invite you to carry His cross. You have a cross. I have a cross. And we're invited by Him to carry our cross. Not to help Him carry His, but to carry our own. And we can do this because He is risen. And then on Easter night, because He's risen, we are not waiting for Him to rise from the dead. Because He's risen and sends us His Spirit, we wait for Him to come again in glory. We learn to recognize Him in all His comings, and we long for His coming in the great parousia. So I hope that during the Triduum, which will begin on Thursday evening, these signs will become flesh in you and me. We can wash each other's feet. We can kiss the cross, our own cross. We can keep vigil, waiting for Him to come again in glory, in love, in mercy. So, brothers and sisters, pass to the Eucharist now. Be at peace. Be grateful that you are part of a body. We are not alone. God wants us to make Passover with Him. He wants us to pass over from some area in our life, some event, some suffering, some pain, most of all some sin, that we make Passover with Him. To prepare for this tomorrow evening, there will be a penitential liturgy. Many priests will come. I invited many of my brother priests, and maybe 12, 13 or 14 of them will be here tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and we will celebrate the liturgy. You can say to yourself, well, if everybody comes, what will happen? No need like this, come. God will provide you. It is important for us to go to the door of the sacrament, confession, reconciliation, so that our hearts can be ready for the Passover feast. These 3 days are Christianity. There's nothing holier, nothing holier. They're holier than any holy day of obligation. Which is why they're not holy days of obligation. They're too holy to be days of obligation. It has never entered the mind of the church that anyone will be absent. So I invite you to enter the Passover. You need to find a church, a place, a community, and you enter the Passover and you stand. You make Passover as a gift. And enormous grace is waiting for you and for me from the risen Christ. I hope the Lord will help me, help you. I hope in these last days we can give alms, we can fast a little. Above all, we can pray and be ready for the Passover feast. Now, before we pass to the Eucharist, let's make our profession of faith and then the procession.